North Korea says it's test-fired a new type of tactical guided weapon. The state news agency reports the test was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un himself. It's the country's first public weapons test since the February summit between Mr. Kim and Donald Trump collapsed with no agreement. Melissa Hannam is a nuclear expert at the One Earth Future Foundation in the US, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program. What details do we know about this weapon that they've tested, and how significant is it given the peace talks that we've seen?
Thank you for having me on. The weapon is described as being tactical and guided, but there's very little information beyond that basic data. U.S. Strategic Command, which monitors missile launches from space, didn't detect any unusual activity. Neither did ground sensors in South Korea or Japan. So whatever was tested did not get very high up into the atmosphere. And that means that this still sort of limits the type of weapon it could be to something as simple as an artillery rocket all the way up to perhaps a cruise missile. Unfortunately, we don't have any more information yet on that.
Why now? What message is Pyongyang trying to send?
Well, when tests like these are conducted, there's always a scientific reason as well as a political reason. And this type of weapon may have been tested in November of last year when talks were also sort of strained. So there may be a technical reason that they're doing the test now. However, Kim Jong-un attending the test along with some very high-profile leaders probably means that this was really a political message that was being sent through state media.
Does this violate UN sanctions, and what do you expect the international response to be as a result?
North Korean state media didn't use the word missile anywhere in the description of the quote-unquote weapon. And that may be calculated to keep things sort of at a low simmer. That being said, the department that conducted this test, along with several of the people who attended the test alongside Kim Jong-un, are all sanctioned entities by the United Nations or by the United States and other countries. So they are certainly financially sanctioned entities that are participating in this activity, even if the type of test may not meet what was in mind for a missile test under UN sanctions.
Are more tests likely? What do you expect? I mean, obviously, we don't know, but given Pyongyang's past form.
Well, so Donald Trump is really focused on ballistic missile tests and nuclear tests as being the thing that he desires most to avoid. And so Kim Jong-un may be testing that area of provocative activities short of a ballistic missile test or a nuclear test. That being said, when we think about what a potential war with North Korea might look like, these types of combat weapons are still very, very dangerous, and they should be taken pretty seriously until we know more about what type of weapon it is and what kind of warhead it carries. It's hard to measure how seriously we need to take this particular weapon.
So how does this affect talks with the US on denuclearization? What are the implications? Because those last talks, of course, fell apart. Does this kind of derail the whole process?
Yeah, it's not a good sign. Kim Jong-un is believed to be going to Russia to have meetings with Putin. Both Trump and Kim walked away from meetings in Hanoi. Both of them were going after quite extreme positions in their own favor, and there was a very wide gap between them. I think tests like this probably send an important message to the North Korean people that even though he hasn't reached a kind of diplomatic achievement, he is still militarily protecting them. They're also going to start hyping any sort of meeting with Russia because it puts Kim Jong-un on the stage as a world power kind of actor. So all of this is being framed carefully by North Korean state media, of course, but it probably doesn't look good in the eyes of the Americans. That being said, they've done this kind of test before in November of last year, and the U.S. made very little about it. So it's possible that the U.S. is indeed willing to look the other way on small provocations in order to go after that larger nuclear goal.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa Hannam is a nuclear expert at the One Earth Future Foundation in the U.S., and this is RN Drive.